the one and only Johnny Enoch.
And I'm here with Chris Matthew. This man is amazing. He's the man, the myth, and the legend.
Johnny, how did you enjoy this week so far?
It's incredible. It's fully immersive, and I love how when you come here, you make friends that are like family, and it is an education. It's a fully immersive event where all of these subjects come together. You start to realize that, yeah, ancient Egypt is connected to UFOs. It's connected to portals and dimensions, and all of these aspects are why we're here.
Definitely. So, Johnny, what were some of the most profound presentations besides yours?
Oh, there were so many. You know, everybody said something profound on this conference. There was something from everyone. But, you know, I think Richard Doty always reveals so many incredible things about Area 51 and what goes on in these programs. You know, we were hearing from the likes of Barbara Lamb. We're hearing from the likes of Billy Carson, who's laying down about Thoth, Hermes, Mercurius, Trismegistus, and the Emerald Tablet, and what was going on out there. You know, I'd have to say I've taken something away from every presentation so far.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. You know, we also had, you know, with Richard Dolan here, Daniel Sheehan, Sid Goldberg, all the likes of them talking about disclosure. Wow, that was hot.
Your presentation was absolutely amazing. You shared some of your own experiences and just some amazing information about ongoing contact and disclosure that's going on. And one of these amazing stories to start out with is you've witnessed a few things, and you were with Harry Challenger.
Yes.
And you saw a glowing sphere. Could you tell us about that?
Yeah, I was in England in 2020 during the lockdown period. And when I was out in the field, we were going to a UFO landing site. In the middle of this night, this enormous sphere was pulsating down towards us. And it was mind-blowing and mind-boggling and startling. It was so incredible, man. I tell you, it was life-changing. And I have to say, for anyone out there watching this that has ever seen anything like that, it really changes you. I can just say that from there, I found out that the same ETs that were, you know, behind that craft were coming out, and, you know, were coming out to different people. We started to investigate who were they, and what we started to realize is that we had on board engineers that were these long neck, long armed beings that have been playing with our genetics, but they've been taking directions from Anunnaki-like beings and other beings like the Greys. And so they all seem to work in tandem together. You know, they work in this sort of federation, if you will. So it's kind of interesting that when you have one of these experiences, it opens you up to more questions.
Right. And you were talking about how these beings are extremely advanced, yet we are a very important part of the whole puzzle as a whole when it comes to nature of reality and our existence. We are a huge part of the ET collective.
We are, because we have, in our genetic code, you know, we have these parts from them. And the one thing is, if you look at our DNA, Chris, as I was explaining, if you look at it very carefully, you see these two helixes, which look like an antenna with the winding for distance. It's duplexing. Well, it's because it's an antenna, you're receiving a signal from somewhere else for your consciousness. Your consciousness is a non-local awareness. But this DNA that you have, that I have, that's been imbued, it's been programmed, it has a certain superposition or perspective on the reality that we have right now. And because of that, those folks up there, you might say, are the programmers of the human race. They also decide how we perceive the reality around us right now. And you might say that we're on the road right now, and we're on route to have that evolve.
Yes, we're in fascinating times. One of the favorite parts for me of your presentation was when you were talking about how ETs definitely walk among us, and I've spoken with at least four or five other presenters here, yes, and a few members of the audience that have stated that they wholeheartedly believe they've seen an extraterrestrial at one of these events.
Yeah, no, I have a friend of mine that he spent some time with a person here that said that they were a hybrid, and when he spent time with them, they grabbed him by the hand, and they held it. They looked into his eyes and they said, I'm going to show you who I am. And this was at this conference. This is a very dear friend of mine who you just met.
Yes.
And he wouldn't lie. He told me the absolute truth. He was shaken up by this. And this person started to morph right before his eyes. and their eyes grew black and big, and their eyes and head was were expanding like a holographic projection. At first, it looked like an Arcturian, sort of blue head, and then there was a gray that started to grow from it, and the body shifted right before their eyes, and they were startled, and they couldn't believe what they said that saw, that this being revealed themselves to them at this event. Now, believe it or not, this is not the first time that this has happened. You know, this has happened at another event a few years ago from the UFO MegaCon, where somebody went into a room and showed a group of 15 people. And these are all supposed to be really tough, you know, well-informed UFO people. And they all ran out of the room, except for maybe two or three of them, because they were in psychic shock. Now, I'll tell you something right now. You and I run into a lot of people in this field that say, I'm a Pleiadian, I'm a hybrid, I'm a Ashtar Command, I'm this or that. You know, people always say this stuff. And, you know, they're not wrong, because we're all part ET, but to actually see that before your eyes, somebody that is able to shape shift holographically or whatever it is, I mean, it's startling. So, yeah, there's definitely ETs among us. There's hybrids among us, and there's people here today at this conference.
That's amazing. One more thing before I let you go, Johnny. Do you think the world is ready for this? Do you think they're ready to know everything that we just heard and take it in and accept it?
Well, thank you for asking, Chris. That's why everybody likes Chris and what he does for Bitten Knowledge News. Everybody should subscribe. You know, the one thing is that I will go back to what Ruth Ann Friend said. Ruth Ann Friend said, it's not going to be the governments that disclose this. It's going to be the ETs, and it's in their timing. Mm-hmm. And so the truth is that people are getting ready, but that's why they're giving you the McDonald's of disclosure right now. That's why you're getting the fast food of disclosure, because you're going to see stuff right now, these bits and pieces that are going to be coming to you, because you're going to have evidence that is going to be revealed to all of you watching this, things you're going to see in the sky that is not going to be explainable. It's very important.
That is. Johnny, thank you so much for talking to me. Fantastic
presentation.
Thanks for having me on your show, man. It was a great week.